Hello and welcome to another podcast of It's Not Your Money, Finding the Peace of Putting God First. It's Not Your Money seeks to connect our faith with our financial life by exploring what God has to say about money and possessions and the Bible. Who am I to be talking about this? Am I a Bible scholar? No, I'm like most of you, a husband, a father, just trying to live a good Catholic life. I grapple with providing for my family now and in the future, and I have to balance needs versus wants and how spending affects those and strains the budget, just like you. Let me share a little bit about my background. I worked for 35 years as an investment and financial planning professional, helping clients with their most important financial goals. Know, too, that I was Protestant before becoming Catholic as a young adult. I love the Protestant emphasis on Bible study, so trying to merge my faith life with my work life, I was and am very interested in what the Bible says about money. But as I said before, just because I am interested, that doesn't make me a Bible scholar. But know also, I am called to this ministry. You can read more about the call in the book, It's Not Your Money. Get that at the website, itsnotyourmoney.org. I also posted a video there on how that call came to be during a visit to the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis. God delights in calling those who are seemingly unqualified, as St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, 26 and 27. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, we read that God strengthens those he calls and considers them trustworthy. So, by the grace of God, I believe he gives me insights into how Bible verses help us to live a stewardship life.
He gives them to me, and in all humility, I share them with you.
God is with me, and so who can be against me, right? And you know, God is with you too. He is calling you to be in closer relationship with him. He wants you to trust in his love and care for you. He calls you to return his love by giving to and serving others, especially the poor and vulnerable. He calls us all to do that. What would our world look like if we all responded to his call with courageous generosity? Our lives would change as we work to change our communities. Heck, we'd change the world for good. Pray for the strength to answer God's call, to trust him, and give courageously. Step out in faith and realize a sense of joy and peace that will surprise you, a peace that only comes from putting God first. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. Together, let's go out and change the world. Till next time, I'm Joe Galloway.